Welcome to the Tiger Performance Podcast, where we feature high-achieving entrepreneurs and coaches and share their performance journeys. Now, let's get started with the show.
Steve Adams here, founder and CEO of Tiger Medical Institute. I'm the host of the Tiger Performance Podcast, where I interview thought leaders and experts about their specialized knowledge they can offer the world to help us all live better. Okay, it's time to acknowledge our sponsor for today's episode, and that is the Tiger Medical Institute. Our focus is on the mid-career dental professional, C-suite executive, and entrepreneur, many of whom are depleted and not showing up as the best version of themselves. The Tiger System is a personalized root cause approach to health optimization. The Tiger System is a one-year health transformation journey, empowering you to experience the best possible health to achieve the goals and experiences in life you want most. Visit tigermi.com today to learn more. Okay, we're going to flip the script today. Here today, I am with my co-host, Chad Franzen, who is going to interview me. Chad, welcome to the Tiger Performance Podcast.
Hey, thank you so much, Steve. It's great to be here. Before we get started, I will introduce today's guest, which is the regular host of the show, Steve Adams, the founder and CEO of Tiger Medical Institute. Steve is a former corporate banker and veteran entrepreneur. His passion lies in building and scaling organizations through disciplined execution, direct response marketing, and culture creation that leads to extraordinary client experiences. Steve grew up in Lansing, Michigan as the son of an auto worker. He went on to university and became the first college graduate and MBA in his family. He is the author of Passionate Entrepreneur and Unleashing the Peak Performer Within You. Steve and his team grew his first venture to over 800 employees in six states with revenues of over $100 million. In 2017, Steve began his own health transformation, leading to the development of Tiger Medical Institute. His desire is that you would experience the life-changing impact of a health transformation as he has. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for having me today. How are you?
Chad, thank you for interviewing me today and hosting me. So I'm excited to do the show from the other seat.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about common health problems of high achieving entrepreneurs and professionals living in their middle age years. But before we do that, kind of tell me how you got interested in that. In your intro, I alluded to it a little bit. Tell me a little bit more about your own personal journey.
Sure. You know, my last company, I was in it for 21 years, started with one store and it grew over 40 units, had a great team, great partners. And in the process of building that company, I took care of everybody else except me. And I kind of hit a wall from a health and energy standpoint. And I really needed to change. And so I sold my shares to my partners and I took some time off. And in the process of taking some time off, I met who is now the chief medical officer of Tiger Medical Institute, Dr. Matt McNamee, and he said he could help me. And so he kind of reverse engineered and rebuilt me from the ground up using an approach to medicine I had never experienced before. And I want to say something now. It's really important. Everything I say is not, there's no intent in my heart to say anything negative about all the hardworking MDs and DOs who are practicing allopathic and osteopathic medicine out there. They do a lot of great work. This is just a different approach for a different set of problems. And so that's how I got into this business. So when I started feeling better, Dr. McNamee said, you know, he really wanted to, his dream was to create a different kind of clinic where he could work with fewer people and make a bigger impact on their life. And I was looking for a new business because I was too young to retire. And so that's how we started Tiger Medical Institute, was through that experience.
Wow. Awesome. Hey, what was your kind of, you eventually moved on from what you were doing, but what was your initial reaction to feeling kind of this stress and kind of overload? Was it to move on right away or was it to do something else?
No, it was a slow kind of unfolding answer, but honestly, what I was experiencing was just total physical and mental exhaustion because I didn't understand at the time, but I was living in stress response mode all the time. And a lot of people in our modern 21st century culture are living there. And it's like going down the road with your gas pedal to the floor with your other foot on the brakes. And you know, what's that going to do, Chad, to your car if you do that?
It's going to wear it out pretty quick.
Pretty quick. And that's what we're doing to our bodies. It's the same. It's the direct analogy. And that's what it was happening to me. And so over time, I was becoming more and more anxious. I had more mood problems. I was retaining a lot of weight around the center of my body, because when you have elevated stress, you have elevated cortisol, which causes you to store fat in the center of your body. I had a lot of problems with acid reflux. I was losing motivation. And so a lot of common things. And, you know, I've talked to every person that works with Tiger Medical now, and they all say the same thing. Similar, and we can unpack more of this later. But so those were the kinds of things I was feeling, and it was really shaking my confidence, shaking my outlook on life. And I was fearful that I was going to get sick and maybe not live as long as I could, because here's the problem. And again, this is why I said the qualifier up front. I'm not trying to say anything negative about our Western medical system, but it's really based on sick care. It does a phenomenal job once you're sick of trying to bring you back to some level of stability. But I wasn't technically sick. I just was, you know, like depleted, like I said in the opener. And all my labs would show up, everything's normal. And so they would say, we don't have an answer for you. And that was frustrating. And I didn't know where to turn. And so that's why we started Tiger Woods. We wanted to give people an answer to that. I don't know where to turn.
Sure. So you mentioned some of your some of the symptoms that you were experiencing. Why don't you tell me maybe some of the common health problems of people like yourself who are high achieving entrepreneurs or high achieving professionals in kind of the middle age years of their life?
What we see with everybody is stress is like through the roof. And here's the thing: we don't tell people we'll eliminate their stress. We teach them how to have a new relationship with it and how to self-regulate through it. That's the key, because you can't stop all the things that are coming at you. You know what I mean? So stress is one. Number two, most of them are not sleeping well because of the stress, and that affects your ability of your body to like get into a restful state. So they're not sleeping well. Therefore, because of those two things, they're retaining body fat. Something like 90% of our clients come in with insulin resistance. So that's the precursor to prediabetes and diabetes. We also see commonly people are pretty anxious, and that's really because of their autonomic nervous system is out of balance, and that's really what's driving that. We also see people have the fatigue mentally and physically. We see a lot of low libido problems and sexual dysfunction. And then another big one, we see a lot of people are getting very concerned about their cognitive health. They have a first degree relative, mom or dad, who had Alzheimer's or dementia, or they're just concerned about the risk overall, because that's like a worst nightmare for most people, is if they get something like that. So I mean, there's more. I mean, I could go on and on, but those are the biggies that seem to show up with a lot of people that, they don't have easy answers, and so they require a different approach to medicine.
Do you think it's an appropriate response to say, oh, that's just part of turning 45 or turning 50?
I don't know that it's an appropriate response, but it's a typical response. A lot of people just accept it as, well, I'm just aging, okay? And that is true somewhat, because, you know, one of the things I learned in my research for my book, Unleash the Peak Performer Within You, I studied a preeminent endocrinologist, and he said that stress is cumulative. So, you know, we measure something called heart rate variability. It's like a really important biometric for your whole body, overall health score. And that reflects the cumulative stress load on your body since you were born. Okay. And what happens is people, you know, they go to college in their 20s, go to grad school, if that's the path for professionals or even, you know, business people, and they start their families, they go through all that stress, they have a lot of debt, they work that debt down, they start to build some wealth. But by the time they hit 50, say, there's been a lot of accumulated mileage on that body. And if they haven't managed their stress well, if they haven't slept well, if they haven't eaten well, if they haven't moved, you know, some of the basics, it starts to show up in their biology. And that's why the CDC says 60%, so 6 in 10 of American adults, that's 100 million of adults in America, have a chronic disease. And of those 60%, 40% have more than two.
Oh, wow. It's
a huge indictment on, you know, how we're living. And so, but it doesn't have to be the answer. Okay. You don't have to take that sitting down. You can do something about it. That's the message of Tiger Medical.
So what are some ways that people who are dealing with that can kind of change things up, or how can they get help?
Right. So that's a big problem, is because what we do is so little known. A common problem is people know that something's wrong. They don't know what it is, and they don't really know what their options are. Okay. Mm-hmm. So kind of what I'm going to do now is I'm going to walk people who are listening in how to make this decision, because look, what we do is not a fit for everyone. Okay. So I want to make sure that I give value to people who are listening, who are at different levels of ages and social economics capability and all of that. So level one is, first of all, you want to compare medical approaches. So the traditional Western approach to medicine is, you know, bring you in, diagnose it, code it, and then typically it is going to be a prescription drug, or maybe there's an intervention like a scope or a surgery or something. Okay. I'm not saying any of that's bad. That's just how it's done. Okay. Doctors, and one of my best friend is a physician for 37 years. And he said he is very limited in what he can do based on the payers, government and insurance companies. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we want to create a villain here, that's them. Okay. So if you work with a primary care physician, you just have to understand that they're going to be limited in what they can do. Okay. Now they can do some good things. So if you are in a position where you need insurance to cover things and you do not have the discretionary income to go beyond that, then work with your local doctor, explain what your issues are, and see what they can do for you. So that's kind of level one. Now there's another approach that's called functional medicine, which is a root cause approach. Okay. So if allopathic and osteopathic is more, let's diagnose and treat with a particular strategy, what functional medicine is, let's do testing and establish a baseline of where you are and go to the root cause and treat it more programmatically, like more broadly. Okay. So what people can do is they can go to ifm.org, which is the Institute for Functional Medicine, and they can find a local functional medicine provider in their community, typically. Okay. That's one of the fastest growing segments in healthcare today. But I would tell you that they typically do not accept insurance. And so you have to be in a position to invest some additional dollars. And so if you've got some additional dollars that you can invest, but not a lot, I think that's a good choice. All right. And so maybe one more little bow on top with this question is, well, the other way to look at it is, one is a disease detection model and the other one is more of a health optimization model. Functional is more health optimization, preventative, mm-hmm. proactive. Okay. So that's kind of like the first cut, Chad. Did you want to ask any follow-up questions on that before I go further?
Is there one so that you've got maybe, a little extra expense, you've got the insurance coverage. Is there another one beyond that where you're like, I'm ready to make a full-blown investment?
Yeah. So that's where you go into, okay, now we're going to look at more national providers, okay? Mm-hmm. And what you want to do there is also think about and understand, before you do a national provider, are you in a position financially where you can invest in a total kind of a comprehensive approach? Okay. Because if you can't do that, if you need to pay a little bit at a time, then I'd say stay local with a functional doctor. Okay. But if you're in a position where you can invest significant sums and be a health investor, that's what we call somebody that mm-hmm. instead of a healthcare consumer after you're sick, be an investor ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Now you can look at national. And so here, what we want to do is break that down and say, are they an event-driven provider or are they a process-driven provider? Okay. So let's start breaking these down. Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, two of the biggest names in executive health, kind of personalized medicine. Because now when you go national, that's what you're talking about, is more of a customized approach to you. Those two are outstanding. They're an allopathic model. They are doing a disease detection. They're going to do all kinds of scans and tests, and they're going to be able to tell you definitively, you're not sick, you're okay. And the other thing about that, it's an event. You come, you spend a couple of days there, you meet a lot of people, they give you a lot of information. It's phenomenal. That can be a really good solution for people if that's what they're concerned about, okay? If you have all these things that we're talking about, I would encourage you to look at somebody who's more of a functional root cause approach provider, but also they're more of a process-driven system, okay? And this is where if you go to places like Riordan Clinic and Hotze Clinic, Hotze is in Houston, Texas. Riordan is in Wichita, Kansas. They are more functional in nature, but both of them stop short of a process. It's more of, again, it's an event. You come, you do a lot of testing, they give you the output. What I found in my experience, Chad, was that and I've asked a lot of other people who've gone to those programs, was, did anything change? And the answer was no. Because changing our habits as it relates to how we eat and how we move is hard work. And I'm just telling people, they won't do it. Okay. Most people won't do it unless they get a bad diagnosis, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where our model comes in, because what we are is we're a functional provider. So we go root cause, and we also are a process. We're a one-year process. So you actually get all of the data, but then you get a doctor breaking it down and saying, this is what we're going to focus on over the course of the year. And we give you a health coach who's going to then help you make the habit changes you need to make and implement his treatment plan for a year. Because it's going to take all of that to get your habits changed. So,
oh, wow.
So that's the difference in the Tiger Medical.
So what are some examples of changes that a coach would take somebody through?
Sure. So we have something we call the 8 health habits. Okay. I'll just list them here. I'm not afraid of sharing them because I know people won't do them unless they have help doing it, but some will. But so this is kind of in the order we implement them. Number one, we do diaphragmic breathing, which is a way to build and improve your heart rate variability. I can unpack that in a minute if you'd like. So diaphragmic breathing, what that does is it disconnects the stress response and resets you into a balance and recovery. Okay. So really important. That's the first thing we focus on. The next thing we focus on is getting you into a regular meditation practice. And we start very small, baby steps. Because when you learn how to focus on now and not worry about the future or ruminate about the past, that helps you not get in the stress response and makes you calmer. Third thing is we optimize your sleep. And this is a multi-layered process, but by meditating and de-stressing, your sleep will improve right away. And then we also do some things sleep hygiene oriented that teach you fundamentals of getting good night's sleep that'll help you, okay? The fourth one is called time-restricted eating. This synchronizes your digestive circadian clock with your brain circadian clock. And it helps set your body up for sleep at night. Because when you're sleeping, believe it or not, your body's doing a lot of work, restorative work. The fifth one is hydration. The sixth one is daily movement. The seventh one is targeted precision supplementation based on your testing results with us. And then the last one is nutrition. We do that last because we can't do it until we get all of your data. So that's what the coach does, is help you implement all of those habits in addition to any specifics that the doctor is emphasizing from all of your testing.
So what does a coach do? I mean, is it like hardcore, like I'm holding you accountable? What is an interaction with a coach? What does that look like?
So every 2 weeks for a year, they meet for 30 minutes and they celebrate wins at the first part of the call. Because we're big on the game, not on what the gap is between ideal and now. We focus on encouraging you, like, hey, you're winning. You're doing something you weren't doing before you started. That's the first step. And then we talk about, what is it that you want to focus on next? Like, here's what's next in our program. How does that sound? you know, here's, let me explain it to you. And what do you think the barriers are going to be to you starting that? And so we break down the barriers. And one of them is that just remembering. So we try to tie a prompt. Like, so example is when people, we tell them breathe 5 minutes in the morning doing our breathing program. And we say, do you have coffee in the morning? They go, yeah. So when you hit your coffee maker button, stop and breathe for 5 minutes while it's brewing. So we tie that, what's something they're already doing, to the new habit. So we do that. We find out what their barriers are. And then we say, okay, what are we going to measure? Like, what's the goal between now and the next call? What do you want us to hold you accountable on? And then that's kind of how the call goes. So it's wins, what's next, you know, what's the goal? Here's what we're going to hold you accountable on. Plus they have fun. You know, they get to know each other really well.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds great. Hey, you mentioned heart rate variability. Can you kind of define that and talk about why it's important? I go to a chiropractor who measures mine, and then we just do my adjustment, and I never really find anything else about it.
So again, it's like, it's an overall indicator of your body's health and kind of the load it's under. And the simple things to know is, as you get older, it gets lower because it reflects the accumulated life impact that's been on your body. Mm-hmm. And so what we try to do is, there's no defined number we're looking for with our clients. What we're looking for is an upward trend. And then we also teach the client, we use an Oura ring. So we have all this great health data on a daily basis. And we teach them to learn what the ring is telling them every day when they see their HRV scores go up and down. Ask yourself, what did you do the night before? And invariably, after about 3 months, they can tell us, yep, this will make my HRV better. This is what hurts it. And they start to make these little course corrections, and they start this nice trend upward. So what it is it's basically the timing differences between the beats. And what you want is, you want variability. You don't want like a steady rhythmic heartbeat. You want variability. And the best way for me to explain this is through a simple analogy. If you have low HRV, you have like a old brittle rubber band that as soon as you pull on it, it snaps. When you have good HRV, high HRV, you have a big flexible rubber band. And it's a metaphor for your heart needs to be flexible to take on the variable challenges of life. Life doesn't come at us in a simple, steady state. It's all over the place, right? And so the more resilient you are, the better HRV you have. And it's interesting, 9 of the 10 leading causes of death correlate with low HRV, and mental health problems are correlated with low HRV because people can't cope. So, you know, we have all this, we know the strategies to help you build a better positive HRV. And by doing so, you're automatically lowering your all-cause mortality rate. So that's HRV.
Okay. So, so you talked about kind of three options. You got kind of the traditional, Western medicine option for people who are experiencing stress. You've got kind of a manageable financial option.
Local medicine option. Yep.
Yeah. And then we have the advanced option, which is more what the Tiger right. Performance Institute would help out with. Can you give me some more specific examples of what that middle option looks like? Like I mentioned, the chiropractor. Is that what that is, or is there something else?
Well, I mean, so a middle option is you can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that with different mm-hmm. providers. And none of that's bad if that's what you can afford and you can get results from it. When you start talking to Mayo and Cleveland and Hotze and Riordan and Tiger, you're saying, I want more of a comprehensive solution. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what I'm saying is that those other organizations do great work and they are comprehensive. But we believe that behavior change is a big part of this. And we built that in the people that I told you about there, they don't do that. Okay. We have that process where we go to the nth degree with people, but also we do it from a root cause. Now there's one other thing I need to tell you that also makes us very unique is we integrate three branches of medicine, okay, or science. Sorry. The first one is peak performance science. That's heart rate variability, and it's breathing and sleep. Okay. So we do that, and hang on, I'm gonna mute.
Okay.
The second pillar of science is our core root cause functional medicine approach to medicine. Now, we do this at a very advanced level. Let me unpack that for you. What that means is we're doing very in-depth genetic testing, hormone testing, gut biome testing, micronutrient testing. We're doing a blood flow brain scan. We're doing cardiovascular screening. We're also doing something we call a Cyrex array, which is looking at your gut biome and looking at markers for cognitive disease markers. We're also measuring where you are from a cognitive performance now to establish a baseline. That can tell us basically whether or not you're already into cognitive decline and you don't know it. So we do all of that testing. These are not the kind of things that a local provider is going to do, okay? Not in that comprehensive way. The third level, the third area of science is our clinic has been certified by Dr. Dale Bredesen, who's a professor at UCLA. He spent 40 years studying Alzheimer's, how it comes on and how you can treat it. And he has proven through studies how you can prevent it. And so we're a certified clinic of that. And so all of our clients get assessed for their risk for cognitive disease. And if they have elevated risk, they actually go into an enhanced set of protocols. And if they follow them, we can go a long way toward making sure they never get that. And right now, about 10% of our clients in our program actually are in that state. Oh, and wow. None of them knew it. So it's exciting. We're going to be able to have a serious impact on their life. So that's kind of how I would say the big program is those three branches of science integrated with the health habits and the coaching.
And you have kind of already experienced a lot of this journey yourself.
I have. I live the message, Chad. I do the 8 health habits every day. I feel better than I did when I was in my 30s. Wow. That doesn't mean I'm going to live forever or anything. All it means is that our goal is to help you extend your health span, meaning the number of years that you are disease-free and mobile and active with your kids and your grandkids. We don't make any longevity guarantees. Nobody can. And if they do, run from them because, you know what I mean? Nobody knows when something can hit that is rare or an outlier. What we're trying to do is help create an inner biology in your body that optimizes your immune system and puts you in a best position to fight that stuff off for as long as possible.
Was there a time like where you're just like, wow, I feel better?
Yes.
You know, like, was it a month later, 2 months later? What does that look like?
For me, the biggest one, I felt a big change when I started doing the HRV work. So initially I learned how to de-stress on demand, and that made me sleep better. So automatically I started to feel better. My energy was better. But what really, there were two more places that I took the next step. And one, I had a 25-year battle with reflux and with a low grade level of blue mood, maybe borderline depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind sharing that because I want people to feel free to share it because they can get help. And what I learned through the testing was the answers to all of that was in my genetics. Dr. McNamee found that I genetically do not have optimal performance in creating serotonin and dopamine, which are critical to your mood and your motivation and how you feel. And so he was able to treat that with supplementation. And within 2 weeks, that was gone. So that was a big milestone. The other thing is genetically, I hang on to stress longer than most people. So I doubled my de-stressing practices. And he also found a link to that, to why I had IBS and reflux. And he found genetically, I also don't break down starch. So as soon as I eliminated starches and he treated the deficiency and enzyme deficiency I had from the stress, my gut healed. My inflammation levels went down 500%. That all happened in the course of about 3 months. And I went off all medication and I have no reflux anymore. I have no GI issues, no cramping, no IBS. It's just wonderful. And I spent 25 years, you know, every other day feeling lousy in my GI. And I just learned to accept it. And I couldn't get an answer with the traditional system. It was, you know, I had to take the purple pill and we were doing scopes and there was just nothing found. And It was in that root cause of I was poisoning myself every day with my food choices.
Mm. Wow. That's all very, very, very interesting and informative stuff. Is there anything else we should know then about kind of helping high achieving entrepreneurs and professionals deal with some of this stuff?
Well, I would say, you know, if you're out there and you're wondering, you know, if you're hearing yourself in my story and what I've shared, you know, go to tigermi.com. We have something called a learning center, and there are articles and videos that are there that you can watch. That will help you with some of this stuff. You know, you can also email me at sadams@tigerpi.com. We have two companies right now. We're merging the brands, but sadams@tigerpi.com. And I will share more videos with you that can explain some of this stuff, because there is a path back to that. But, you know, the biggest thing is, I tried today to give you somewhat of a filter to kind of figure out what you're a best fit for. And I can share more videos and articles that'll help you really dig into that if you reach out to me or go to our website. But if you're someone who, you know, has had a level of success, you can invest some significant sums in your health for a year, like for 1 year of your life, and you are ready for change and you're committed and you're willing to be coached and held accountable, then I think you would be a really good fit for us. You know, if you're not ready for some of that stuff, I'd say wait. Or if you're in a situation where you have acute illnesses and you need local, you know, very close care by a doctor, then we can't work with you because we're not primary care. We're healthcare consultants. So I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I guess last question for you. I can tell that you're incredibly passionate about this. Is this because of your experience in life, or are you just passionate passionate about all your endeavors?
Well, I am about everything because that's how I'm wired, but I am particularly with this. And here's why, because, you know, I'm showing up every day now as the best version of myself. And, you know, when you take care of yourself, and this is like one of our core messages, is if you become patient number one, like make yourself patient number one, because most achievers, what they do is they make themselves last. They take care of everybody around them first. I mean, almost everybody does this, any kind of a leader. And, you know, I understand we have books that say leaders eat last, but this isn't selfish to take care of yourself, because it's like on the airplane when they tell us, if you've got a child, put the air mask on you first so that you're alive to put it on your kid. It's the same idea. I want to get this message out that if you make yourself patient number one, you can show up the best version of yourself at the time in life when you have the most wisdom, the most experience. You're in a position to influence the most people and have the biggest impact, but you can't because the body that you're in is falling apart. And the way I look at it, we talk about changing the world one person at a time with our company, because if we help everybody we work with show up the best version of themselves, that's going to have this ripple effect around that person's life. It's going to make their relationships better, their business better, everything around them better. So that's why I'm passionate.
Yeah, wow. Sounds great. Hey, Steve, it's been great to talk to you. I really appreciate you letting me be part of the podcast today.
Oh, you're welcome, Chad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Tiger Performance Podcast. We'll see you again next time, and be sure to click subscribe to get the future episodes.